5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Mark Murray. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois. And I just want to share a story of from a park district that I used to work at as a fitness attendant. So a while back when I was working there, there were stories that the park district was once a funeral home, and there was also stories that it was buried on an Indian burial ground. Now, I was curious about it, so I would try and look this up, but I couldn't find any credible source to back up those claims. So there were times where I would be in the park district after hours because one of the other parts of my job was to deal with parties and rentals that would be taking place in the park district, and I would have to stay late to clean up. So there were a couple times where I would stay late, and it's just me in there, nobody else. It's quiet, and there'd be times I would hear like little children just laughing, and I'm thinking, oh, it's probably someone just still up there. I'm looking around saying hello, hello, nobody. And I was looking at the camera when I came back down, and I saw a little orb of light just pass by the party room. So I go back up there and I go, hello, is there anybody here? Nothing. It's quiet again. I go back downstairs to go lock the doors to make sure no one comes in at night. And I swear to Christ, this is the clearest I've ever heard. I just heard a grown man right next to my ear just go, and I'm not going to lie, it scared every single type of shit out of me. And I just looked around, and I just took a moment to myself, and I just figured, you know what, let me just say something. So I said, look, I'm just doing my job. I work part-time over here. I mean no disrespect. I'm just trying to clean up everything and I'll get out of your hair. So on and so forth. Go back upstairs, get all the garbage, come back down. Just hear this loud crash in one of the back rooms. I go back there. Turns out it was a little glass vase. I guess it probably got pushed over because it was like way back in the on the countertop. And I look around and I go, look, again, I'm working part-time. I mean no disrespect or anything like that. I'll get out of here soon. Get out of there. And yeah, so get done with everything. Before I walk out, I just go, hey, you all have a good night. And I just walk out there. Next day, I come in and I'm telling a few of the janitors there what happened. And they told me, they said, yeah, we've had the same thing. Something similar happened to us. So they go, someone's telling me, that he was cleaning up upstairs one time and it was late at night and he just heard someone whisper something. He didn't tell me what it was. He just says he heard somebody whisper something right behind him, spooked the shit out of him, and he just ran. He didn't finish cleaning up everything. He just ran the hell out of the building. The other one, he would tell me, you know, he said, I'm not afraid of any of these things. I would just mess with them. And I was with him one night because I had another party to attend to. So he's just with me, helped me out and whatnot. And while we were downstairs, he goes, anybody want to talk? You want to talk? Talk to me now. And I look at him and go, what the hell are you doing? He goes, oh, yeah, this is what I do every night after you guys all leave. I just mess around with them. He goes, they're not going to do you any harm or anything like that. I just talk to them. So I said, all right, cool. So he goes again, oh, does anybody want to talk? Anybody want to say anything? Say something now. We hear slamming upstairs, like someone just slammed the door. There's nobody in the building. It's just me and him. No one's working late or anything like that. So as soon as we hear the door slam, he just looks up and goes, okay, very funny. Hey, we got a job to do. So if you guys want to talk to us, you know, just let us know. We're here. And he was a good guy. Like we would talk about like supernatural stuff all the time. And he would just tell me, oh, he would do that all the time and the ghosts didn't really bother him or anything like that. And my last day there, I was closing up for the night, got all the members and everybody out the building. And at the front of the building, there's the police officer who had to collect the mail and whatnot and was going to take it to the post office and drop it off in the mailbox at night. So I'm making my way around the gym and other areas around there, just making sure no one's there. And I go into the women's locker room because I got to make sure everyone's out of there. So I turn the light off and then I hear, hey, I'm still in here. And I go, oh my God, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I'm just letting you know we're closing right now. So just a heads up. And I wait about 10 or so minutes, for her to leave, and I take care of everything else, go to the men's locker room, turn off the lights, make sure everything's good. And I go to the front, and I said, hey, did a lady leave, to the police officer? And he looks at me, goes, there's no one came to the front. And I said, are you sure? Because check-in was at the front of the park district at the time. So a lot of people would have to leave their IDs there, and then go in the back and do their thing. So we looked at the front. There's no IDs or anything. So I said, you sure? Because I heard a lady in the back. He goes, yeah, definitely. No lady came out. So I go in there. I say, hello? Nothing. And I go walk around. There's nobody there. And I'm sitting here going, that was the most clear voice I ever heard from any spirit whatsoever. So I don't know if that was just them playing a joke or something like that. But, you know, based on the experience, I don't think, again, I don't know the whole history of the building. Again, it's just very, very up in the air. But those spirits, I don't think they meant any harm. I feel like they were just... they're just being playful. They just wanted some attention. Even one of the janitors told me, like, yeah, I think they just wanted attention or something like that. Cause They never hurt anybody. They never caused any harm. It was just really off-putting to me at that time. I still go back there from time to time because I have a gym membership there now, but I don't stay late. I always go early in the morning. So, I haven't heard anything. I got one friend that still works there. He hasn't heard anything. So I don't know if they just don't want to mess around with anybody or, if they're just keeping to themselves or if it was just some kind of weird, thing going on. But yeah. And, you know, I always hear, people say like, oh, well, if there's a spirit in the house or ghost in the house, it's bad. It's evil. It's a demon. It's not just, no, I don't believe that. I mean, sure, there may be some, but I don't think so. I think some of them just want attention, want you to know that they're there. They don't want to cause any harm. They might be playful or something like that. I mean, this one, it didn't cause me any harm. None of them did. I don't know if there were many or if it was just one, but they never caused me any harm. They were just, I think at the end of the day, they just wanted to be known. They just wanted some attention and they just picked the right people to expose themselves, if you may, to. So yeah, but that's my story. And I really love the work that you guys are doing. I came across you guys a couple of months ago. I always hear the phone number to call and, give stories to. I've always been hesitant because I don't know if it'll ever make one of the shows or not. But if it does, that'd be awesome. But yeah, just keep doing what you guys are doing. I'm going to continue listening. I love hearing the stories from everybody that calls in and, you know, hearing your inputs and whatnot. But maybe I'll have some other ones down the line because I have another one from when I was in a hospital, and I think I'll save that for another day. So, till then, keep doing what you're doing. Love the show. And, hopefully I'll hear this story on your podcast one day. Thank you.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.